Did women have something like...
A few of them did. You didn't see everybody wearing them, but a few of them wore them.
Would they wear
wristwatch?
On their, they would have a wristwatch. And how did you refer, or how did you use the sun to refer to early morning and late in the day? We got up before
the sun was up, and the sun was just rising. And we got in by noon, and then the sun's overhead, and by sundown, by dusk dark, in the evening, that's between sundown and dark, we call that dusk dark.
Dusk dark. That's I've not heard that term.
Dusk dark.
No.
So you have.
It's expressive, isn't it?
Yeah, we use it. We used to use it all the time. I mean, my mother used to, when we were girls and go to the picnic, sometimes it'd be a picnic in the community, and she would say, y'all go this evening and you stay till dusk dark. Well, we knew she meant for us to get back between sundown and dark.
I see.
So by sundown, if they according to the distance, we'd leave so we get there before dark, you see, just between the sundown.
It's actually a very specific time of day, wasn't it? The part of the day after noon?
We call it evening.
And how long does that go on?
Well, in those times, it went on until it got dark and it was night then. But I think I understand now that evening is until about 6 or 7 o'clock and then maybe 8 and then it's night.
Mm-hmm.
And afternoon is from 12 on up to 6, I believe, and from 6 to 8 is evening, and from then on night. Now, I believe I'm saying that the way I've heard it.
And if someone came last Sunday and he is going to come back, say, in 2 weeks, same day, you would say, well, he'll be here Sunday.
2 weeks.
Sunday, 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Suppose he's coming the end of this week.
I'll be here Sunday week.
Sunday week.
Mm-hmm.
And if he came Sunday before last, that would be...
Oh, he probably would say Sunday 2 weeks ago.
Sunday 2 weeks. And did you have any particular way of saying, now, Thursday is... If this is Wednesday, then Thursday is... Would you just say tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll just say tomorrow.
And the day in the other direction would be?
Friday. Yesterday.
Yesterday. And the same with years. How would you refer to years? It's
last year, next year, this year.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, babysitting, for example, you say, oh, I didn't know that you were babysitting. You say, yes, I've been
doing this for
quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Different words for the weather. On a day like this, you would used to call this, used to say, well, this is a mighty...
Oh, pleasant day, I suppose. Sunny day.
Mm-hmm. And if it grows cloudy and it seems to storm coming, you say, well, the weather is...
Changed and it's getting stormy.
And that would produce what kind of day? A cloudy
day? A cloudy day is maybe stormy. If it's enough like it, maybe a tornado.
Mm-hmm. And if it has been storming, and it's turning bright again, you say what?
It's bearing off. The storm has passed over.
Mm-hmm.